Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's usually February 11th, 0100 GMT, late at night, and we are at 20 degrees 39 minutes north and 37 degrees 40 minutes west. We reached that 20 degree north line, which is approximately the limit for the trade to move north a little bit. The last couple of days, so we're still in them, but should be diminishing in the next 24 hours or so. And we've got a medium sail up right now. Spent some time today working on both looking ahead. The forecast is quite complex. Next few days up to the north with a couple of lows, squeezing the high pressure system to almost nothing, and then it kind of rebounds a little bit. And a couple of those lows are in unusual places. Over by Spain is one of them, and unusual situation there. A couple of the guys, Eric Billion and Conrad Coleman, are going into that, and how it was forecast to go a couple of days ago. It is not going currently, so they sort of set up for the original forecast and getting a bit hammered right now. Poor guys, after a long, long race around the world, they're going upwind in very strong winds. We'll be putting quite a bit of time on that. I also spent some time on our repair today, which was we had pulled for the second time, pulled a batten attachment to the batten car on the mast, track out on reef one. And we did that about the second day of the race, way back even before Cape Finisterre. And that was the second batten. They're quite complex joints, universal joints. And somehow it got pulled out, and so obviously can't go back up with that reef, use that reef, reef one. We're at reef two now, the stronger winds, but when it gets later, we'd want reef one. We can't use it unless we have that batten attached. And previously we had to replace the batten car, and as I said, it's quite sophisticated design and engineering, and not quite sure it's machined actually up to the standards of how it's designed, because I was able to get it to work actually again, the one that's on the mast, and went back to the old car that we'd taken off the mast back in early November, and was able to get that to work after I understood a little bit better how it the tolerances and so forth. So anyway, that's back functioning, which is good, and all systems go pretty much. We still have to go back to the back of the boat every day, at least once, if not twice, to tighten up a very small Allen screw on a joint of the hydraulic autopilot ram where it's mounted, and make sure that doesn't loosen up, and it's pretty dangerous back there, particularly in these sea conditions, which are moderating a bit, but still every once in a while was one tremendous crash, and you have to wear the helmet back there, and it took last night, oh boy, that was a bad one there, but last night took one big whack, or two big whacks, actually against the side of the boat, as the side of the boat moved into my head. So useful to have that helmet aboard for sure. Anyway, that's it for them here. 20 degrees north, that's a good milestone. We're kind of aiming generally in the direction of the Azores. The weather routing for these forecasts is all over the place. I have, if you get to weather reports 6 hours apart, they may go in completely different directions. One might go off towards Cape Finisterre, and we had one routing that went due north and did a huge circle up, ended up almost up to Ireland, and then before coming back down to Les Sables alone, and adding 500 miles to the course, actually. And so it's all over the place with the confusion of the weather pattern. So we'll check in with you again tomorrow. 3 American 4 off and clear.